I'm Andrew Schneider, a 92.1 KBLS here with the senior captains of the Pella Christian girls tennis team, Megan Kramer, Adrian Vandermolen, and Kelly Van Wyk. First of all, congratulations on a great season so far. Last time I talked to the three of you, it was on Zoom. What does it mean to be here a year later, playing tennis and competing with your friends?
I'm so excited to be able to play this year. It's been such a blessing, and it just makes every meet a lot more meaningful to me because I can actually participate and be in one. So it's just super, super exciting.
Yeah, I just never thought that I'd never, I don't know, get a high school tennis season like last year. So, I mean, it's really nice to be here again and just to play with people and not just be playing against my family members. And, yeah, it's fun to have good competition, too.
I think being out here reminds me about how much fun the sport is and, like, why I do it to begin with. And it definitely makes me sad that I lost one of the high school years that I had. But, yeah, it's just a lot of fun, and I'm just really excited to be here.
Well, and there's a lot of new faces this year, but the three of you are returners from a couple of years ago when the team went to Team State, and you're off to a great start so far this season. From a competition standpoint, what has it been like, especially being some of the leaders with experience, and what are you trying to pass down or have passed down through the first few matches to get some of these other girls up to speed?
Yeah, I think a lot of it, this sport is very mental, and so I think mental toughness helps a long ways. And, like, playing at your first meet ever can be, like, super stressful, especially when you're losing or if you're down. But I think I just hope that we can demonstrate mental toughness and how to have good sportsmanship no matter what happens.
Yeah, I think having mostly sophomores now, I guess it's kind of a challenge because we had to teach them a lot of things before we started meets, and there are things that even I forgot because I'm missing a year. So, I mean, it's definitely fun to become good friends with the underclassmen, and it is fun to have them with us, so, yeah.
I think it's definitely an advantage to be a returner because you have all that experience from playing meets in the past. But the people who have joined varsity this year that are sophomores or freshmen, they're just so much fun to be teammates with. And I think that just that community is something that you can pass down, just like learning to have fun when you play the sport and that it's not all about winning.
Well, I know the competition's ramping up as we're talking. We're talking during the Indianola meet. You've got Pella coming up soon and some really tough invitationals coming up. That being said, with that tough competition coming up, what are some of your goals as you are halfway through this season now and the things you really want to sharpen, knowing you've got good teams ahead and you want to end up probably getting to that state tournament again?
Yeah, I think it's about consistency, obviously, who can hit the ball over the net more. But also, I think just the goal is just to enjoy it with my team. And, like, win or lose, I just want to know that I did my absolute best that I could, no matter what happens.
Yeah, like what Megan said earlier, it's definitely a very mental game. And just even though I lost singles, I did get kind of down on myself. But now I have to remember to bring my spirits up so that I can hopefully win doubles. And even if we don't win, you know, it's just how it's supposed to be. And it's still fun to play with my partner and to play with the team.
Yeah, I think one of the hardest things about playing tennis is that you're by yourself. So when you're messing up, you have to figure out and self-correct where you're going wrong. And so one of my goals would be just to, like, throughout the game, just always making sure to be placing the ball where I need to because each person is different.
Well, and very quickly, I know that this team 2 years ago was at Team State, had a great season. I know this is a completely different group, but I imagine that's probably one of your goals. What do you think it's going to take to be in a position to be able to compete for a spot at State again? And what do you think it's going to take to ultimately be one of those top eight teams?
Yeah, I think, like we've all said before, I think it's a lot of it's mental. And I know that I've won matches and I've lost matches because either my opponent got upset or I got upset. And so I think it just takes all of us being mentally tough and consistent, obviously, practices getting better throughout the season. But I think it comes down to our mental stability and our mental strength and doing the best that we can by ourselves with our brains.
Yeah, I didn't go to State 2 years ago, but I am hoping that we get there this year. But I think it's just really knowing your opponent and, being mentally tough and working together as a team during practice, I think, could really help that.
Yeah. I think that in order to go to State, we're just going to have to really buckle down and, like, focus on where we need to place the ball and what we need to do right with our opponents. And if we're working with our doubles partner, just getting into that group with our doubles partner and just making sure that we keep and, like, don't give up and just persevere to the end of the game, win or lose.
Megan Kramer, Adrian Vandermolen, and Kelly Van Wyk joining us here on the Radio Sports page. Appreciate your time. All the best in the second half of this meet and look forward to seeing you play over the next couple weeks. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.